Yo.
Yo.
It's good. How the comms? Good.
Good. What's going on, my good people? It's beautiful Thursday. Man, I'm one half of the pod. I'm Antoine Bethea. Got my co-host D Butt.
Yes, sir. See, they're throwing some jabs in the shot in the chat already. It's a lot going on right now.
Man. Look, man, you know, happy to be here as always. Man, appreciate everybody tapping in with us. And we're going to jump right into it. It's a lot going on in the NFL right now. A lot going on in sports. But one of the biggest stories right now, obviously, we haven't touched on. John Gruden resigning from the Las Vegas Raiders, man. A lot going on. Emails.
650,000 of them things. We only got
from going back from 10 years ago. Some racist comments. Directed to Demoria Smith. Some comments about, women, the LG.
Up the ranks.
Yeah. Just a lot of topics.
Homophobic comments.
A lot of topics, man, that obviously goes against what, a leader. And just a lot of things that, that's just not. What we don't accept as a culture, and just as people in general, man. And how did you feel about the things that you've seen, that you've heard, and you think it was the right decision?
But number one, definitely thought it was the right decision. Definitely thought it was the right decision. The fact that he got to resign, just shows you still the thing that blew me was, after the first emails came out about Demoria Smith and called him Demoria Smith and talking about his lips, the racist comments, that wasn't really a big enough deal to the Raiders, at least, to a lot of people who cover the sport. And he actually went out there and coached the whole game. And then not only that, after the game, and Mark Davis and John Gruden had already knew about these other emails that were also discovered. After the game, seeing his press conference and him saying, "Hey, man, like I apologize for it. I was in a different frame of mind or whatever. I'm kind of done talking about it." Essentially, right. Like that's wild to me. And honestly, as I'm not shocked by it, I'm not surprised by it, and that's why I didn't have a big reaction. I don't know. We had a show on Monday. It wasn't even a react. I don't even think we talked about it on Monday. I know you had some issues with the spectrum and shit. But it wasn't even a big, because I wasn't shocked by it. I wasn't shocked by the email, especially back in 2011. Some of the things he was saying, being around the game, a lot of those cats move that way. Now, me and you had completely different experiences coming, as far as I had a white high school coach and then a black one, and then in college, white. I never played for a black head coach past high school. I know you had a black coach in college, played for Dungey, played for Caldwell. So we grew up in kind of different football environments as far as leadership from the top down, but a lot of that toxic shit when it comes to racism, misogyny, homophobia, like those were very prevalent in football environments. And I know it's a complete different world in 2021, but I wasn't shocked by once some other emails came about, though. I knew it was over for him. I knew it was a wrap. But I think it was the right thing to do. Kind of feel indifferent about the Tampa Bay coming out and removing him from the Ring of Honor. Like, him being fired as a coach, 100% on board with that. Going back and removing him from the Ring of Honor, I'm not going to be up in arms about it, but that's kind of like, it's going to be a lot of names coming down for some Ring of Honor if that's how we're going to start moving. But very, very interesting things with this John Gruden thing. What about you, man?
Nah, man. Along the same sentiment, what you just kind of mentioned, man, and and not just completely just say the same thing you said, but other interesting points is that who he was sending the emails to and having these conversations with.
Hello.
You know what I mean? And I think that was that's a big thing. So it's just like, okay, well, if he was comfortable enough to have these conversations via email and just really speak frankly, you know, the receiver of those messages didn't say anything. Not saying he was supposed to snitch, but hey, man, you own a franchise.
I don't think he probably did say plenty of things.
So he probably, yeah, we didn't see that part.
Exactly.
So again, and then obviously that organization is going through their whole ordeal right now. But it's like, you know, we know it's out there. And how many other coaches, owners, front office, execs are sitting there sending these same emails? You know what I mean? And then, like right. You said, like, you know, this league is built on black and brown brothers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then obviously, you know, your sexual orientation, you know what I mean? Where we at now, like, regardless of what you do in your own time behind closed doors, that's, you know, you have a right to do that. You know what I mean? So, again, man, it's just very disturbing, man, where he can go into a building, look in guys' faces, you know, say this, say that. Again, one of them things that we always talk about is like, you know, coaches stand up in front of the meet rooms, your first meeting of OTAs, and like, man, we're family. We're going to go out here. We're going to do this, that, and the third. But then after everybody leave the building, he able to get onto that, you know, that laptop. And obviously, this was during the time when he was working with ESPN. But still, like,
he was in that fraternity. He's been in the fraternity for a long time. And you know, we know what it is. Once you in, you kind of in. Even, you know, you see a lot of these players on TV now and former coaches or executives, you know, it's still kind of, you still have those same networks and those same, you know, I still had conversations with GMs and coaches that I played for and players that I played with and against. So I'm not having those type of like those messages aren't being sent, especially if they're messages like that, unless I know that person on the other end or anybody basically who's going to see these emails.
He's thinking the same way I'm thinking.
Is cool with having that conversation, yeah. But you know, like I said, I wasn't shocked by it. You know, I feel like it was somewhat of a hit job on Gruden as well, because for only his emails to come out. And then Schefter's, you know, his Mr. Editor with Dan Snyder or Bruce, whoever he was sending it to, his emails came out. 650,000 emails over that period of time,
John Gruden, he definitely made somebody mad.
Yeah, you know,
he pissed somebody off.
Very interesting, man. Keyshawn Johnson was on. And when things like this happen, you're going to have different voices. And I, you know, because people have personal relationships with John Gruden. I'm sure he gave a bunch of people their start in football as far as coaching. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of players will go to bat for him and say, hey, man, like, you know, matter of fact, Tlaib came out defending him and some other people. And that's going to happen because people are going to have their personal things. And I'm definitely not here, you know, throwing rocks from a glass house like I'm perfect or I never said anything offensive about any group or any, you know, something like that. You know, we all live, we learn, we grow. But when you're in that position, these things come out, you got to deal with the consequences, man. And it was in 2011, you got to understand, old white men weren't being held accountable for much. You got to be honest about that, too. Like, this is kind of fairly new. In society, in the last few years, I would say. So, you know, he's a 48-year-old, you know, white guy at the time, like, who's pretty connected, you know. But, you know, it's part of it. Like I said, you know, nobody's perfect, but come on, Gruden. Like, he deserves, I believe he deserves, you know, everything that's coming with him, to him. And, you know, hopefully he learns from this and continues on. I don't wish bad or ill on nobody, you know, honestly. But very bad look. The Raiders, you know, I'm sure they'll galvanize and figure things out as a team and as, you know, leaders on that team. I'm sure it's a, you know, crazy situation in there with all the outside, you know, noise. And the owner too, Mark Davis, how he's been handling it. Not a fan of that. I think very weak on his
part. Like, cause like you said, like I don't, like you said earlier, like he wasn't gonna make a move prior to the NFL putting the pressure on him.
Mm-hmm.
And even when he flew in and they had the meeting, I already know how that meeting went. Hey, look, they putting the pressure on me. I'm not gonna fire you, but you know, resign. You know what I mean? Yeah. So you know, so I'll give you that chance where you, I don't have to fire you, but you can step down. Again, like, you know, you seen it. Like, he wasn't gonna fire him, or he wasn't gonna ask for him to resign when he made those first emails came out about Demarius Smith. But when the NFL put that pressure on him,
yeah,
I guess I gotta do what I gotta do. You know what I'm saying? But again, it just goes to show you, like, they got that good old boy system, man.
You know what it is, man. And a lot of it is some grandstanding too, and some fake outrage, because I'm not letting the NFL off the hook either. The NFL, you know, you putting all these slogans up and racism and all this shit on the back of the helmets and this. And let's not forget, just a couple months ago, the NFL got exposed for still practicing the racial bias with the concussions and the I forgot. But they just got popped with that. So, yeah. You know, it's a lot more going on here than Gruen.
Yeah. But I think you said something important, though. You know, we're not going to act like we're all perfect. You know what I'm saying? We've all done our wrongs. You know what I mean? And you know, but again, you got to stand on that. And we're always held accountable for when we do wrong or we say something wrong. You know what I mean? So
you better believe it. But you know, it is, you know, he dealt with what he's dealing with. And I'm interested to see how many more emails come out. I'm interested to see if they keep digging, or because the NFL knows, or whoever's in charge of this at this point, they know that at some point this is going to blow over. It's, you know, how the media cycle is, and people can keep asking for all the emails. And at some point, you know, shit going to go away, even if they don't release it. But I think it's a lot of suspect shit going on, man. But Davis, man, like that's very, very weak of him not being able to face the music and stand up there and speak his whatever his truth is. His only words that he said since the shit is, ask the NFL. The NFL has all the answers.
Right.
And that to me is like, you sound salty. You sound like
he had to make that move.
And Al Davis, you know, Al Davis's pops wasn't perfect, but you know, Al Davis led the way in a lot of the diversity type things. You know, had one of the first Hispanic quarterbacks, I think second Hispanic coach, first Black coach, Art Shell, first female executive or president, Amy Trask. So then you got the first openly gay player across Carl Nassib on your team. So it's you know, it's weird, it's ironic, man. But you know, enough with Gruden.
Yeah.
And those guys, man. What else going on, man? Thursday night football. Oh, whatever. Hold on. You got something else? Hold on.
Yeah, got something else. So, talking about the Washington football team, I seen today that they're going to retire 21 Sean Taylor's jersey, right? Where I think, legend, definitely a legend. It should have been done a long, 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 long.
Everybody knows that. Yeah, the players pretty much essentially retired it, right?
For sure. Mm-hmm. And nobody's going to wear this 2-1. Why you think they're coming out doing it now?
You know. You already know, man. It, like I said, what the everybody else catches strays. This whole investigation started with what was going on with the Washington football team, formerly known as the Washington Redskins. And like you said, like I know, like everybody in this chat know, if you watch or follow football, this should have been done. This is some spin for, and this it's like, it's almost like I like we won't like people won't look at this with a side eye, like,
right?
You know what I mean? Like, hey, right, 4 days right now, before the game,
at all times right now,
like that. This is what big business does. This is what big corporations do. The only thing that's different now is it's just a lot more eyes and a lot more voices that's going to talk about it and point fingers and expose it. But this is kind of what's always been done. Things happen behind the scenes, swept under the rug. You spin your PR on it. You saw what came out with Schefter. the media is in together with the teams. The teams are in together with the. It's all, you know.
Yep.
We know this, but I'm happy that John T is getting his, you know, his legacy, you know, forever etched in stone and retired. And like we both said, more than deserving, should have been done. I just hate that they went about it doing it this way. And I like Jason Wright a lot, the president there. So I'm almost certain this probably came from above him to do this at this point.
But the one thing I am happy about though is that the fans and the world they're starting to see, like you said, like the media is with the team, teams with the media. Just for instance, when you see the media come out with reports, a lot more negative reports on players than they do positive. Mm-hmm. It's all for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, a player coming up on a contract year, you know, and bringing up just different things. So I'm glad that
people are available for trades and shit.
Exactly. So I'm glad the world is starting to see like just how this thing is just. It's crazy out there, man. Big business. Big business.
Big business, man. You know, when it's big business, it's always big. There's some big finesses going on behind the scenes, always.
Nah. Gruden ain't getting the rest of that 100 mil. I think he got 60 left.
They're going to figure. He going to get something, though. He going to get a
severance.
He going to get a nice severance package. Because, like I said, I don't think. I think Mark Davis is somewhat probably happy that he's off the hook for that. That other 60 M's guaranteed, you know, he can kind of finesse that tax situation with that. But I also know that Gruden, like, that's his boy, that's his guy. And shit, you know, when they make these hires, I'm not so sure that Mark Davis didn't been know about these shits. You know what I mean? Like, but who knows, man? But he ain't getting that 60 though.
Definitely ain't getting that. Nah.
He ain't getting that 60. But before we even move on, our guest today, we're going to have Brendan on today, Mr. 30 Go, as he's known on the socials. And if you follow him, I know for me and AB, a lot of his videos hit home because of the accuracy, you know, in his videos, what goes on in a lot of these meetings. A lot of these football meetings. I'm going to throw which one? If you throw one of these videos up, just for the people who don't know who he is.
Just throw one, man.
Maryland, Alabama, the Colts, or which one?
Dude, I like the – nah, we ain't going to do our Colts. The Colts got – do the Bama one. Do the Bama one.
All right, guys, good win for the most part, right? Right? Hey, but if you guys think that I'm impressed because you got a win against Southern Mississippi, you guys must not know me. All right? And if there's one thing that pisses me off, it's when people think that because we got a lead, they can kind of just coast the rest of the game. All right, hey, coach, go ahead and roll the clip. All right, hey, so Davis, is that how Coach Ansley's teaching you guys to pursue?
Coach, I played a good game. We beat him 63-14.
Just be quiet, right? Because I don't need you saying anything right now. You're on thin ice with me. I got every JUCO kid in the country on the air app just begging to take your spot. And let me ask you a question, son. Hold on. How many rings do you have? Right? Because I have 6. None, right? All right, cool. Let's take it a step further. How many rings does your mama have? None, right? Exactly. I'm used to being ranked number one. Looks like she's never been number one in anybody's life.
Hey, man, this dude, I wish you had that one from Florida State after that. Hey. When the old boy proposed to his
Oh, man, to his girl after the loss.
Yeah, man, but we're going to get him on here, man. I got to ask him. I got to know how he got started. I got to know his background, his football background.
Cause for sure.
Been in way too many meeting rooms.
Too many meeting rooms.
Oh, man, what else we got, man? Thursday night, man. We got to get this game.
Let's talk about the Monday night game.
Oh, we ain't talked about that yet.
Nah. That Monday night game. Man, our coach was looking good, man. Looking good. Defense was flying around.
Offense was flying around. Offense, Carson Wentz had his best game.
JT was balling. And then Lamar Jackson happened.
Hey. He's special, man.
Special.
Lamar is special. I mean, we both picked the Ravens to win it at home. The reason I picked was because of Lamar, mostly. That's the reason they've been winning all of the games that they've been winning. He's, I think, top 10 in passing and rushing in the NFL right now. I mean, what he's doing right now is we ain't never seen anything like it. And we got banged. We had some injuries, obviously, on the defensive side of the ball with corners. Corners got banged up. We had guys in there who were just elevated from the practice squad and things like that. But, you know, that's shit. That's what happens.
What we say?
No excuses, no explanations. And I think our kicker was hurt too. I think personally, even with all that being said, I think the Colts still win that game if they keep their foot on the gas offensively. Because the offense was balling. JT was balling. Michael Pittman was balling. Everybody was eating out. Carson Wentz threw for 400. And then we, at the end of the game, we start playing the clock, start running up the middle, setting up for a field goal, for a kicker that's hurt. And then, so that was very, very questionable. Obviously, some questionable calls on the defense side of the ball too. But like offensively, man, like that's from the coaches. I can't put that on the players. You know, coaches call, hey, run the ball up the middle, dude. Let's play this clock against a guy like eight. We know now. I don't care what you're doing. These quarterbacks these days, you can't give them. Yeah. You can't play like that, bro. You got to play aggressive, man.
Until it's 0-0-0 on that clock,
man. Hot Rod, you know, Hot Rod banged up. He's dealing with the hip. He's trying to gut it out, which I respect him for. That's what we do. That's what, you know, everybody in the locker room, quarterbacks, corner, safeties, kickers, everybody, you know, gonna try to tough it out, especially prime time game. You want to be there for your team, but. You know, you don't put your kicker or your team in that situation, knowing, you know, he's dealing with that, man. So I'm personally, I know it's on the players. We got to make plays. They literally needed one more stop, one stop on a 2-point conversion, one stop on a 2-minute drive, one stop. That's all we needed. One more touchdown offensively, but from a coaching standpoint, I think that's where that game was blown, man. I think that's where it's blown. How you feel about that game, man?
I think you could mention a number of things, and you did, but, you know, being a defensive guy, you got to get stops. When we got that lead, man, we got to get some stops. I understand we had some injuries out there, but get a stop, baby. You know what I mean? I do agree with you as far as keeping your foot on the gas. When you're rolling, keep it going. But we need stops, man. But at the end of the day, you can't point fingers, man. It's a team game.
Facts.
It's a team game. So hopefully, you know, we got the Texans this year, this week, divisional game. Hopefully the Colts can bounce back, and I think they will. So
Ghost coming back.
Yeah, the Ghost coming back. You know, you see reports that, you know, he's bringing that energy in practice, man. Everybody's smiling. Everybody's upbeat. So having that veteran presence. And it's crazy with him coming back to Houston. He always has big games against the Texans.
Huge games against the Texans. Yeah, he always does.
We'll definitely see how T.Y. can come in and help elevate this team, man.
Yeah, if you look at the overall win-loss record since T.Y.'s been there, you know, it's a significant difference, you know, regardless of what's on the stat sheet or box score, even if you're not putting up the numbers. It's, you know, he was to get 13 back in the building. I'm happy for him, happy for the team. We're in a hole right now, especially with the Titans, you know, leaning on Derrick Henry, and he's carrying that team week in and week out. So we got to start stacking some wins. We're going to have a chance to win that division and get in the playoffs. But I was glad to see Carson playing well.
Yeah.
The offense playing well. The offensive line missing some, you know, important guys. And I felt like they played well against Baltimore. So that was some silver lining. Obviously, no moral victories, but definitely some silver lining in that loss, man. But we got to figure some things out. But this Lamar Jackson stat line, though. He was 37 for 43, 442 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, 86% completion percentage. 100, that's 140 quarterback rating. I mean, it's going to be, and that's, you know, 14 attempts, 62 rushing yards. I mean,
in that MVP talk,
that's special. Who in your MVP talk right now? You got Brady,
Kyler Murray,
Lamar, Kyler,
Josh Allen.
I got Herbert in there.
Josh Allen. Sure, I put Diggs in there. Sure, he got six of them things. Sure,
dig that, man. So let's, you know, people gonna start to continue to separate themselves.
Yeah,
350 of those yards in the second half. Yeesh. But yeah, man. So tonight's game.
Yeah.
Tonight's game, we got let me find the jump. Stop playing with me. Tampa Bay Bucks, 4-1 Tampa Bay Bucks at the 2-3 Philadelphia Eagles to kick off week 6. The Bucks are favored by 6.5. I thought it was moved to 7. Let me double check. Oh yeah, 6.5. Favored by 6.5.
I got the Bucks, and I got them covering.
The Bucks have not covered in their last 6 primetime games, I believe. Somebody check me if I'm wrong, but I think the last 6 primetime games, the Bucks have not covered. Philly coming off a big win. Winfield Jr. will be out. Who else will be out? Somebody else.
Gronk.
Gronk's still out. He's dealing with his injuries. You got the Bucks winning the cover.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You seen that offense last week?
Yeah, I'm with you. Bucks winning the cover. But did you see the Philly defense last week, though? Darius Slay, 2 picks. Man-to-man alum Steve Nelson, a pick to seal it. And boys is balling on defense, too, now.
Yeah, they was. Bucks defense a little different. I mean, Bucks offense a little different.
Yeah, that offense special. Special. But I'm gonna take my little break, let you talk to the people. Then we're gonna bring Brendan, Mr. 30 Gold, on the other side of this.
Yep. Hurry up, man. Take that break, man.
I'll be quick.
Damn, man.
Shut your Spectrum man out though, man. He got you right today, man. Hey.
We got the internet right, man. We good.
I ain't gonna jinx it though. I'll be right back.
Go ahead and change your diaper, man. But to my folks, man, what's good? Y'all talk to me, to my man. Debug, get back. Like you said, we're gonna bring our special guests up soon. But definitely shout out to my Spectrum folks, man. Got out here, got me right, man. Shout out to my Howard Bison, man. Homecoming next weekend. We out there. G.I. Joe. You know, like Kenny Moore, Julian Blackman Moore. Man, both good DBs, man. 2 good guys, man. Kenny Moore, you know, playing inside. He can play outside, too. Julian Blackman back there making some plays and flying around. So I'm not going to say I like either or more, but, you know, 2 good DBs that I feel as though will be in the Colts organization for a while. The ceiling for the Packers. I mean, sure, I feel as though they there, man. As we always talk about, as long as you got a quarterback, and A-Rod is one of the best, one of the greatest to ever do it, you got a chance. And, you know, they fell short a little bit last year, but I feel as though the Packers, man, they could make another run for it. Shout out to my HBCUs, man. Grambling Homecoming is this week. I know they going to party tough out there. Shout out to all my HBCUs. Homecoming season is nothing like it. It's nothing like it. AB, your favorite head coach and gym you played for, man. I would say favorite. I would go with Coach Dungey and Bill Polian. Obviously, for me, it got a soft spot. They the one who drafted me. They brought me in GM-wise, the way Bill Polian just had the organization from top to bottom all on the same page, the way him and Coach Dungey and Jim Irsay, how they respected the players. You know, as a man, as a player, that's all you can ask for. You know, when I come to work, and you know, my boss is going to treat me like a man. He's going to give me that same respect that he wish he had. You don't see that all the time. But you know, for me, I would say, head coach, Coach Dungy, GM, Bill Polian, man, two Hall of Famers. John Jay, what's good, baby? I know you won't say who, but were there any coaches or players you worked with in the NFL that were similar to who Gruden is? Again, man, like I said, like I haven't, because when the Gruden thing came out, I kind of sat back and was like, damn, did I come across anybody like that? And again, yeah, on the surface level, you like, nah, like, you know, but then when you sit back, you be like, you know, it's a possibility. Because again, I don't think it's I'm just keeping it a buck. It's a possibility they sit behind that computer. Because I know they talking shit about
you. It's a fact that you did. We gotta keep the Gruden thing in perspective, man.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, on the surface level, shit, who knows? But I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's probably one or two who was probably saying the same shit. Like, but on the surface level, I can't sit here and say, you know, X, Y, Z or whatever. But, you know, the world we live in, we know it's, you know, we know it's out there.
And if we've been completely honest and completely transparent, the locker room in general, especially in those, I feel like now is the best the locker room has ever been and things like that. I feel like society is moving. It's a lot of things that my kids will hear or won't say that I heard and said and shit. Like, society, I feel like, is moving in a better direction in general. But the whole environment around, like, it's a lot of, there's a lot of fucked up people doing things everywhere. You know, in every industry, but especially in that industry, it's a lot of, you know, who people you deem fucked up that have put some good product on TV that you're going to tune in to watch. That's just the reality of it, especially when you're talking about, you know, something as violent as what, like, it's, you know, that's just the reality of it, you know, and everybody don't want to hear that, but that's the truth of it. And the conversations that he was having, he was not the only people having them. It was players having those conversations. It was coaches having those conversations. So, you know, he's definitely not an outlier.
Not at all.
Yeah, like you said, people going to come out and defend him and say, you know, he was a great coach, he was a great man to me, he was a great this and that, which may very well be true in their instance. But, and like I said, I'm not defending Gruden at all. You know, I'm not defending what he said or who he said it against. But, you know, like you said, you always kind of be like, hey, you can't throw these rocks from a glass house. Nobody's perfect. Pick up anybody, you know, private messages from however shit. You go look at somebody's Twitter from 2010-11.
Oh, that boy ruthless.
Facts. Forget an email. Go look at my timeline, huh? Yeah. All right, catch a traffic. We got to bring our guest in, though. Hey, hold on. Before we bring him in, though, let's play one more of his videos, man.
One more, man.
But we got to get this coach. Since we're just talking about this coach Ravens game.
All right, some ball snaps. We send some pressure. All right, we get one D tackle that gets off his block, but all right, it's not a playmaker, not big time. Can't bring a ball carrier down. All right, right here, just going to let a grown man just take me down to my knees. All right, now he has me face down. I'm just going to lay there and take it. All right, so I'm just collecting free checks anyway. So it's going to dive at legs. Go ahead and sit the rest of this play out. All right, now we got two guys in position to make a tackle, right? Got the guy boxed in. Moment's too big. He's going to piss down our legs. Dive at the ground. All right, now we got E, young guy, getting some playing time for us, right? He's getting burnt, giving up touchdowns, right? Hey, E, hey, this ain't Kyle's no more. You have to figure it out, son.
Did you and your wife figure out if that baby's yours? Like, the DNA test come back? What would it say?
Hey, there's nobody's business in this room.
Nah, I'm just saying, because, you know, we're a 1-4 football team, so I'm sure we all got things to figure out. I'm just asking. I'm just checking up on you. That's it. All right, next play.
Oh, man, that would have me weak, man. Brendan, what's up, man?
What's going on, y'all? What's going on?
Oh man, not too much, man. We can't call it, man. Glad to have you.
Darius, one thing, real quick.
Oh shit. What's up, coach?
Because you said you keep saying Mr. 30 Go. It's Mr. Go 30. I gotta
a couple hits to the head, man. I might be a little dyslexic sometimes. My bad. Mr. Go 30. You know what I mean? Well, welcome, man. Glad to have you.
Thank you, man. It's big. This is big to be on here, honestly.
Nah, man. Again, like D-Bus said, appreciate you coming on, man. And we don't want to take too much of your time, man. But first off, man, me and D-Bus was talking about this, like a little bit of your background. Like, did you play ball? Like, you know, because of the meat rooms and the way you portray the meat room, you just spot on, man. So like, accurate. So like, you know, where you from? Did you play ball? Like, what's your story?
It's crazy. Yeah, I'm from Laurel, Maryland, right? So I went to Salisbury University in Maryland on the Eastern Shore, and then transferred to McDaniel College up in Westminster, all in Maryland. So I played ball. The thing was, first starting out, I didn't know it would be something that everybody, will relate to. It was just my experience. And obviously I exaggerate a little bit. You understand, I exaggerate a little bit, you know, at the end of the skits with the punchlines and stuff. It is comedy, but, you know, I didn't know it would be so accurate to everybody. I just found out as it started to blow up on TikTok, and everybody's like, oh, this is accurate. This is exactly how it was with me. So I'm like, oh, okay. I had no clue.
What's your TikTok? We got to get your TikTok name too out there, man.
Oh, it's
don't let me say it. You know, I'll mess it up.
I got you. It's Mr. So it's Mr. Dot Go 30. Reason somebody stole my name on there. You know, I usually have
no. That's what they do.
Oh yeah,
that's what they do.
Somebody stole my name. I got on TikTok late, and some reason my name was already taken. So I was like, oh wow. So I had to put a dot on there. So it's a little annoying, but it's all good.
Yeah,
I gotta know. So how do you like come up with? You know, obviously you had personal experiences. You watch, I'm assuming you're watching a bunch of games based off your content because you always hit certain games. I remember Florida State, the proposal after. That was probably one of my favorite. But, like, how do you get, okay, this is the game I'm going to hit. This is where I'm going to go. Does it just kind of flow? You just try? Like, how does that whole process go?
I go by just requests. People, on Saturday, my inbox is blowing up. My DMs just blowing up across all. And then – and on the TikTok comments, it's just blowing up with different games. You know, hey, this happened. People are sending me plays. So I go by, okay, what's the games that the most people are sending me? You see what I got on right now, right? So
yeah,
that's something that's dropping probably right after I get off, right?
Uh-oh, okay.
So it was the Red River Showdown.
Yeah.
So I got I cooked up something for that. So this is part of it. But yeah, so it's just that. And, you know, I know Antoine, he's, you know, HBCU. So yeah. I got to get to that. But I say I go by request, right? So I get some requests for, you know, do HBCU. But it's like, what's the majority? Is that what I kind of go by? But I got y'all.
Nah, that's dope. So in my chat, man, shout out to the big homie, Reggie Wayne Weeds, right? So we was talking, and obviously we'd be sending different clips. So we was wondering, man, like, how the hell you get all this merch? Like, are you buying the merch or like the school sending it to you? Like, how you get all this merch?
It's both. So it started, I was only doing Clemson. I already had Clemson merch because I'm a Clemson fan, right? So I already had the Clemson merch. Yeah. So that's why the first videos that were put up had Clemson merch on. Then obviously I have merch from my school, but with me, it was like, because of the kind of the nature of the skit, I didn't want any negative light to go on a specific person or anything. So I was like, all right, let me not make it my school so people can go and say, oh, that's a coach that coached him, or this is how he is, or anything like that.
Yeah.
So I did a video for a company, and they're based out of Texas. So they had University of Texas gear, and they said, hey, we'll just send you this gear. So I'm like, all right, well, I got this gear. You know, let's make a video with University of Texas. Now I'm starting to get, you know, requests for other schools. Somebody sent me a fan sent me FSU gear for that FSU video. Right? I got a lot of requests for that. We sent me FSU gear, and so I did a video with that. I'm getting more requests. So now I'm like, okay, well, you know, I can take some of this into my own hands and just go out and get some gear for certain things that's heavily requested so I can do a video for it. So it's both. I go out and buy a lot of the stuff, and then sometimes people just, you know, send stuff if they really want me to do a specific school. But I got a crazy – I got a funny thing, though. It's crazy. One of the coaches on the Ole Miss staff, they was 3-0.
Yeah.
About to play Alabama. And then he sent me some gear, like, right on time for the Alabama game. I'm like, man.
He must have knew some shit was going to happen.
Like, you kind of set him up, coach.
He said, let me hurry up and get it right, man. Right. Now, this Colts one, this Colts Baltimore, obviously, you know, I was laughing. It was hurt, man. We got some alum on there. We got some dogs on there. But, you know, it's part of it. We all, and it's the thing. You out there, you play ball, shit. Everybody gonna get got at some point, so I'm sure even the people who watch the videos, they laugh at the shit. Like it's part of it. You know, we get the criticism in the media room. But did Rob really request that? Because I saw you said requested by Robert Mathis. Did he really request that?
And I posted his tweet. So he didn't, like you said in the comments. You know, you gotta be specific. So he was like, man, you gotta do NFL videos next. I'm like, okay, I got you. And he's like, hey, and I don't care if they some trash. Just air them out. Do them dirty. I'm like, I got you. And then I'm like, oh, shoot. Like, I'm like, the Colts playing tonight. Because this was Monday. I'm like, the Colts playing tonight. So I'm like, oh, and they playing the Ravens. Now, the Colts 1-3. So I'm like, okay, I know how this is going to go. I go and get the gear.
Right, so you were scared for a little bit there.
I'm about to say that. I went and got the gear. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's done. It's good. They're going to get blown out. I'm going to be all right. I'm looking. I'm like, come on, Ravens. Like, y'all really going to embarrass me like this? Go out and change this stuff and do y'all. But, you know, they came through. Lamar came through for me.
So are you a Ravens fan?
No, I'm a Panthers fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
So obviously, looking at the difference, the skits or whatever, now you – when you're a college coach, you know what I'm saying? At the end, it get real personal. You know what I mean? You always throw a little personal punchline about somebody's mom or somebody dad was missing in their life or whatever the case may be. But in this coach one, like, you know, in the big leagues, it's a little different. You know, you're dealing with grown men. You know, grown men, they making more money than the coaches. And the player, you know, comment back to the coach, like, what made you think of that? And what made you want to add that little twist into it?
It started off because I did a skit for – I was going to do a skit for – I did it for Bleacher Report. Did a couple skits for them. And before going into that, I never been in the NFL. So you guys know him, Gary Brackett.
Yeah.
He offered to, hey, I'll get on the phone with you and give you some insight, you know, on that. So I took that up and I, you know, I got on the phone with him. He kind of explained the dynamic of the NFL to me and everything. And so I'm like, okay, I got it. And he explained just like what you just explained, you know, just that's how the league is. That's the dynamic of the league. And so, you know, when I do this, you know, I get held to, because of what I've already done, I get held to a certain standard of accuracy, right? They're going to call me out if something ain't right to a certain extent. So I wanted to make sure that I added that component. I made that switch to where it's more accurate, and NFL guys aren't like, all right, this would never happen, you know?
Yeah. Hey, this is bullshit. Wow. Hey, man, we love it though, man. What else you got going on? I know you shouted out Air, you know, Athletes in Recruitment. I actually been talking to them a little bit. What's that about? Are you connected to them in any way? And if you are, let us know kind of what that is.
Yeah, so I got an ongoing partnership with the Air app, you know, the CEO of that, you know, James, you know, he's cool. And, you know, he kind of reached out to me really, really early on, you know, and I appreciate that, him, you know, just seeing, you know, where the trajectory was going, believing in me early. And so, you know, we kind of formed a partnership. We did one video and, you know, I kind of made it a point. I really wanted to make sure that when I did an ad or I had a company, you know, in my video, that it was smooth and I didn't get it out and it wasn't something that people were like, oh, this is an ad and, you know, it gets views or whatever. I want it to be just as entertaining, something that I can post on all my platforms and stand behind, you know, no matter what. So, you know, I feel like I was able to do that. And now it's kind of like a trendy thing now, even, you know, you see in the comments and stuff, even on videos that they're not mentioned in, where people are like, oh yeah, he about to get on the Air app. He about to get on the Air app. But yeah, it's a real app. So, you know, y'all can download it.
And then, yeah, I saw, and like I said, I had been talking to him a little bit, but it's, from what I see, at least, it looks like it's kind of like Tinder as far as like recruits matching with colleges, you know, swipe
right. You be on Tinder? Up,
you guys connect. Just say, I know, you know what I'm saying? I know.
This is crazy.
You feel me? I know what you know. What
I mean, out of all the odd jokes out there, you just brought Tinder up. So, I mean.
That's the most popular one, ain't it? How you know which ones you know about?
I know Twitter, I know Facebook.
And IG, I mean, them the jokes, and yeah. But respect to you, RD, bro.
Yeah, you're a married man. You're, but I know about.
I'm banned off of Tinder, man.
You went up there wild.
Nah, I don't even care. It was a while back. I was in college, man, and I was scamming a little bit. All right, it was way back, man. So you use a girl's photo. And then, you know, you say cash at me and dudes just be sending money. So I did that. And I don't know, somehow they got me. But
so dudes really sending money, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. We got a whole scammer on here, man.
Hey, crazy. Hey, so look, I see you got a podcast too, man. Shout your podcast out. You know, definitely want people to tune in and come holler at you.
Oh yeah, the Built Different podcast, man. We just kicking things off, just starting about our fifth episode is about to drop soon. You know, we still working out kinks and everything, man. But you know, me and my boy, he's PG Crown King on Instagram. You know, a businessman, somebody that I worked with, you know, in the past, and you know, he reached out to me too, just early, just like, hey man, I see you doing some things online. I really want to start a podcast. This was something that I wanted to do as well. So I was like, oh yeah, let's do it. And yeah, so we just been kind of going crazy with that.
Hey man, I love it, man. Keep building, man. Keep growing. You know, obviously you got something special going. And it's, you know, it's you. You know, you creating the content. It's from your experiences. And then obviously you reaching out and getting the right insight. I love it. You know, it's obviously a lot of things that's coming across everybody's timeline all day. And it's different. It's something that stands out. So keep growing, man, and make sure, you know, obviously you cross them T's and dot them I's on that business side, too. You know, different opportunities come, because it's going to be a lot of people that's going to be smiling in your face, but trying to take advantage and get over as much as they can. So make sure you got somebody looking over that, you know, all the paperwork and all that stuff, man. But it's dope to see you growing and doing your thing, man.
Definitely. Thank you. I appreciate you guys having me on, man. This is big.
Nah, for sure, man.
I played Madden with y'all, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all on the game. Like, this is crazy being on the podcast, man. Thank you.
No problem, man.
You got some fans on this side, man. Like D-Buck said,
sure,
man.
Definitely.
Good luck to you on the rest of the way, bro.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Same to y'all.
Who you got tonight, man? Bucks, Eagles.
Bucks, of course.
they favorite by 6.5 points. You think they cover?
Oh, definitely. And Tom Brady's my fantasy quarterback. And so I'm number one in my league. So I'm going to keep that going. He got me 92 points last week. Eagles beat my Panthers last week. I don't know what that was about, but
Sam Darnold is your quarterback, man. How you feeling about your quarterback? I think he stinks.
I felt good.
AB likes him. I think he stinks.
I felt good about him.
Stinks again, huh?
Yeah, he stinks again. I took my apology back officially.
Okay.
Last game.
I felt good about him for 3 weeks, right? And, you know, Dallas game was iffy, and then he just looked terrible the Eagles game. But we'll see. I mean, our organization, David Tepper, he's not playing around. Like, he wants that guy. You saw he moved off Teddy Bridgewater in a year.
Mm-hmm.
So Teddy better – he got to perform or it's going to be something else. Obviously, we missed Justin Fields. We believed in, in Sam, my bad.
Yep.
But, you know, if he don't perform – I know they're going to move on. So at least I'm happy about that. Like, we got an aggressive owner that's like, hey, I'm trying to win. I'm not
playing. That's a fact. Y'all get C-Mac back too. So he may start looking better again. That's obviously a huge piece for any offense.
Exactly. So, exactly.
And y'all got a good ass defense. I like it.
Good defense.
How you feel about Gilmore over there, man? Gilly Locke coming to Carolina.
We lost Horn. So, you know, I'm happy about that. You know, getting Gilmore in the fold, having him come in and, you know, kind of being that lockdown guy. And then, you know, we got CJ Henderson as well. So he's getting into the fold. And now, and then when Horn gets back, obviously it's probably not going to be this season, or maybe, you know, maybe at the end, but it's going to look good for, you know, for the future. So I'm really liking that.
All right, man.
For sure.
I know we got some people in the chat who hate the Panthers. I don't mind them. I played for the organization for years. So shout out to the Panthers. I hope y'all figure it out, turn it around. But I hope Sam Darnold turns it around too. You know, I'm root.
I hope too, man. We on the
other
side. Hey, I don't root against nobody, AB. I don't root against nobody.
Yeah.
Just call it how I see it.
Tell them lies to somebody else. Man, we appreciate you, bro.
Appreciate you, Brendan.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
All right.
All right.
Oh, man.
Man, that was a good one. That was a good one.
It was good, man. I love what he's doing, man. Just love to see him grow. Like you said, who this?
Hey, Gavin. Like I tell everybody else, it's like a locker room in here. I'll fire your little dirty ass up.
What did he say? I didn't even see what he said.
Nah, when you asked what jump was I on, he said I was on, what the jump, Farmers Only or something like that?
Before you got married, you look like a Christian Mingle type of guy.
Yeah, I definitely would have been on Christian Mingle.
Black Planet, Black People Meet.
Christian Mingle.
Christian, but man, yeah, you probably had more scammers on there than Tinder.
Hey, Christian, real talk. But let me double down on this, though. Gavin, I will fire your little dirty ass up. Double down, triple down on that one.
Oh, man.
But shit, hey, man.
Triple J was the first one in the chat.
And I still ain't bumped across Triple J.
Yeah, you still ain't bumping him in traffic.
Yeah.
You see him in Lucas Oil. I'm going to be out there a couple times.
Man, let's get to some of these games this week, man.
We got some good ones this week.
Yeah, obviously we're gonna do our show on Saturday, our picks, man to man picks. But just to give you guys a little head start, if y'all want to start making y'all plays, it's gonna be stank. Miami at Jacksonville, Miami 3-point favorite.
We only got five. I don't even want to spend too much. Dolphins. Tua might be back too. This could be the first week Jacksonville get.
And that's what I was saying. It might be Jacksonville's first week.
You think?
I think they're
coming off the Urban shit. A little less distraction now. We got a week that they can just focus on football. Hey, if anybody's liking what's going on right now, it's Urban.
Oh, man.
Urban got a whole new energy this week. So, yeah, Jacksonville.
Possibility. That'd be one to think about.
Definitely one to think about. Oh, big spread, 10 points.
Houston at Indy.
I like the Colts to win at home.
I got Houston covering, though.
Yeah, I got to think about the spread.
10 points, I think it's a lot. And I'll just say that just because it's a divisional game. And if you know the history, I think these guys, well – damn, we just see why I always has a big game against them. I just know history. You know, they always gonna play each other tough. So I would take the coach, but I will have.
And then how we gonna react? How we gonna react to that loss? To that? Because that's a gunt, Richard. That's a guy. I talked to somebody on the team actually. He was like, "Hey man, it took him a while to get over that one. So they should bounce back at home though. I got the Packers winning. Packers covering.
Yep, I'm with you.
Hey, Packers at the Bears. Hey, Ross, 20-5 against the Bears. Let's get to some of these good ones. This is a good one.
Yeah.
Cardinals at the Browns. 5-0 Cardinals undefeated at the Browns. 3-2 Browns. Favorite. Browns are favored by 3. Chandler Jones will not be playing. I think he caught COVID, so speedy recovery to him.
Arizona.
You got Arizona winning?
Arizona winning.
So you got the Dogs winning. I got to think about that one. I got to think. Browns just lost a tough one. They played probably their best game offensively, and then you won't have Chandler there. So that's one to think about. Cowboys, favored by 3.5 going to New England. 4-1 Cowboys at that. 2-3 New England Patriots barely squeaked out a win against the Texans. I got the Cowboys. This 3.5, that little half point is kind of working with me. But I got the Cowboys.
I got Cowboys. I got them covering.
I got them covering too. I think, yeah, offense.
I think this is going to be a good one.
This is going to be a good one.
The Raiders coming off, you know, what they coming off of, ruin. Divisional game.
They played bad last week too.
Yeah, divisional game. Going to the Broncos. Broncos 3.5 point favorite. How does the Raiders react?
This is a good one. How did the Broncos react too? They just had a tough loss against the Steelers.
Yeah.
This is a tough one. Saturday, every afternoon, about 5-6 o'clock, it goes up. Our picks go up. We post them on like Sunday morning, the picture, the graphic of all our picks with the picks, the winners, and then it gets a spread. But if you tap into the pod, it's pre-recorded, it's not live. Saturday night, you'll get the picks, obviously, early. And last week was a good week for both of us. It was a great week for me. I was 15-1 on the money line picks. I think 9-7 or something like that.
You did a great job last week.
15-1. Let me say that again one more time, just for the people just tuning in at 11:59. 15-1 last week. Money line. So, you know, I expect to just be hit.
All right, to the Sunday night football game, man. We got the Seattle Seahawks, man. At Pittsburgh 5.5-point favorite. I got Pittsburgh in this one, man. That Russell Wilson injury, man. Pittsburgh coming off of a huge win. I want Geno to do well, but I just feel as though Pittsburgh, man.
I think Pittsburgh wins.
Now that 5.5.
I think I got Pittsburgh winning. I got Pittsburgh covering.
Okay.
They're going to miss Juju, though. They're definitely going to miss Juju.
Yeah.
He's out for the season. I saw a video that he did of his foundation thing, too. That was a little tearjerker, man.
Yeah. Monday Night Football. Bills at Tennessee. Bills 5.5-point favorite. I think this is going to be a good – no, it's not. Bills going to punish them.
I don't know. I'm not gonna say Bill's gonna punish. I think this is gonna. Yeah. I think it's gonna be a good game. That was your first thought. Your first thought was this gonna be a good game,
and yeah, I think I did it is too. I thought about the playoff game. But if you see how the Bills are playing on offense and defense this year, no sir, buddy, they 30 plus points. I promise you.
A lot of people got them top ranking in their power rankings right now.
Hey, been crazy. Hey, look, this is what it looks like right now, man. AB picks, man. Last week I was 11-5, money line, 8-8 against the spread. Overall, I'm 50-30. I like that. 50-30, 42-38 against the spread. I'll take that each and every day. That's a good start day.
Through week five. Solid. Last week, my best week, obviously 15-1, money line. 9-7 against the spread. Overall in the season with the money line, 48-32. Overall in the season against the spread, I am 41-39. We didn't get to this game, though. This would be the game. This is going to be the game of the week right here. The 4-1 Los Angeles Chargers, led by MVP candidate Justin Herbert, at Baltimore Ravens, who are favored by 3, 4-1 as well. Also led by an MVP candidate in Lamar Jackson, who already won an MVP. Unanimous. Let's not skip over that. You know, I'm still going with the Chargers here.
Yeah.
It's very, very, I can't even say a slight edge, honestly. I think the quarterback matchup is even, but this Baltimore defense just gave up. Well, Carson Wentz had his best performance against him, so I got to think Justin Herbert will come in and put up points. And I like those guys on the defensive side of the ball on the Chargers team a little bit better than the Baltimore guys. So go with the Chargers in this one.
Okay.
I might take the money line too. Good value here.
Hey,
where are you going on
Saturday? I get my pick on this game on Saturday. I don't know where I'm going here.
Chargers money line. Chargers money line. That's where I'm at. Money line.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me see. That's plus 128 right now. Plus 128 right now. So you bet 100, you win $128. Good value. But appreciate y'all, man.
As always.
Anything else you got before we get up out of here?
Nah, man. Like I said, man, in the HBCU world, man, it's homecoming season right now, man. So shout out to all the HBCUs. Homecoming. I know some homecomings are looking a little different this year with the COVID. But again, man, it's something big to all the HBCUs, man. Again, happy homecoming season, Howard University, Howard Bison Hours next week, man. So shout out to all the HBCUs, man. They get the love for me, baby.
You heard him. Yeah, we're gonna be at the HBCU Combine too. Shout out to my coach Jim Nagy. All those people out there running it, Molly. That's gonna be a special event this year. We're gonna be out there for the Senior Bowl. Looking forward to that, man. Looking forward to
that. Yes, indeed.
We out of here, man. We'll see y'all. What's today? Thursday. Shoot. Tap in Saturday. Make sure you tap in Saturday. Get them picks. Well, my picks. Get my shit.
Hey, you still behind, bro. You still behind. You had a good week last week, but you're still behind. I tossed you a bottle of ketchup.
Let me see real quick. Let me where that brand at.
I'll toss you a bottle of ketchup.
One more game. I'm behind two games.
You behind.
Stop cutting my homework, bro. Take the Eagles tonight, bro. Go out on a limb.
Nah, I ain't going out on that weak ass limb.
All right, man. We out here. We see y'all on Monday. Tap in on Saturday. Make sure y'all hit the mailbag too. You out of here.
Peace.